This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Amley. In recent years, the idea of winter farmers markets has caught on. In New Hampshire, the Department of Agriculture website lists 21 markets that run at least monthly, some weekly. So what will you find at a farmers market in the middle of cold, snowy January? HIPPO editor Amy Diaz has done some research, and she's here to tell us about it. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So about 21 markets or so, and the trend is growing.
Absolutely. You know, definitely there have been more markets that have been added to this list over the past few years and more markets that are running more often. You know, I think when I first started to see winter markets, they would run maybe once a month or, you know, a couple times around the holidays. And there are still some of those, but there are a lot more that are running maybe once or twice a month or, you know, and a good number that are running weekly.
So obviously more people are using these markets. Who's showing up for them?
You know, I spoke to the organizer of the Concord Winter Market, Charlie Cole at Cole Gardens, which is where they hold that market. And he said that, you know, depending on the weeks, they'll get between like 700 and 900 people showing up. A lot of these people are going to be fans of some of the producers that maybe they've been seeing at the summer market. You know, I was looking at the Concord list. I go to the Concord market a lot. And so I noticed a lot of the same vendors that I would see at the summer market. So if there are people you like to follow, you like someone's bread or someone's baked goods, you can go check them out here. And that's kind of part of what it's been doing for producers and for farmers. It allows them to, you know, keep that relationship with their customers even through the winter months.
And you have to expand your idea of what a farmer's market is. It's not just fresh local produce, but these are local bakers, local makers, really. And, you know, what is available? How is it different than the rest of the year?
Well, you know, I was surprised. There's actually a lot more in terms of fruits and vegetables than I was expecting.
Really?
They were telling me that, you know, you get root vegetables, you know, obviously potatoes and onions and turnips, but there's also a lot of greens. Some of them are hardy winter greens, and there are different ways you can grow things, greenhouses that are unheated, hothouses, aquaponics. So there are lots of different ways that you can still grow some things during the winter. There are places that apple orchards that have apples and pears that they put them in cold storage, and now they're coming out. So there's some fruits available. So there's a lot more in terms of fresh produce. But then there's also, you know, meat, dairy, cheeses, and then, you know, baked goods, jams and jellies. Again, a lot of the same things that you would see that aren't just fruits and vegetables at the summer markets.
And another great thing about this trend is it allows you to eat local and eat fresh food year-round.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, organizers are saying. I talked to the woman who organizes the Salem market, and she said, you know, it's the same people who are looking for fresh local foods in the summer. They want to keep having it, even though this, you know, season changed. People still want that food. So it's a reason to come out. And, you know, maybe you follow this farmer, you like to see what he has, but then you get to meet all these other vendors. So it's kind of good for everybody.
Speaking of good winter comfort food, we should mention an event happening this weekend that offers some classic comfort food. It's the annual Macaroni and Cheese Bake Off.
Yes, and this is happening on Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Courtyard Marriott in Concord. And actually, so this really started as a way to promote New Hampshire dairy, New Hampshire cheeses and milks and creams. There's a category in the bake-off that is specifically for just using New Hampshire cheeses and creams. But then pretty much everybody uses at least some New Hampshire cheese in making all different kinds of mac and cheese, from the traditional stuff with maybe cheddar and a little bit of Gouda to the creative exotic category, which does get very creative and exotic.
Okay, well, give me a highlight of some of the more exotic preparations.
Well, here's the one that really stands out to me, limoncello lobster. So they were telling me this is one of the ones on the menu for this year. Also, smoky bacon ranch mac.
Everything's better with bacon.
Oh, absolutely. There's a pulled pork mac. And the very first year, she wasn't sure if there were going to be any dessert ones this year, but the very first year, one of the big winners was a dessert mac and cheese. So you really see people do all sorts of interesting things.
So you could have the appetizer and entree of mac and cheese and then have some dessert mac and cheese.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, so there are all these different categories. When you go in, well, her first piece of advice was start fasting now because you're trying mac and cheese. They're in little 2-ounce cups, but there are 28 bakers. So think of the math on that. In terms of mac and cheese, she said very few people actually try all of them.
Is there a ribbon for anyone who does?
there should be. But there's a traditional category. So, you know, if your kids really just prefer plain mac and cheese, there's a lot of that. There's a restaurant category, which she said is actually pretty divided between more exotic fare and really traditional stuff. A lot of restaurants are just using, you know, the recipe that really works for them in their restaurant. And, you know, because it's mac and cheese, there is a lot of good competition between restaurants and home bakers. Nobody really has the advantage here. You know, everyone likes mac and cheese, and it's a dish that a lot of people make all the time.
farmers markets, and mac and cheese. You'll find much more on these at nhpr.org in our arts and culture page. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo, joins us many Fridays to talk about events here in the Granite State. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.